and all other devotees attending this meeting. And once that, Mahaprabhu can speak to us.
April 4th, 2006, part 3.
I would just like to make a few words of heartfelt welcome to Srila Gurudev, first of all, and to all the Vaishnavas, sannyasis especially, to Srimati Kamaranjivi, all of my goddaughters, my godsisters, and all the other Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have come here. Like Gaurav was saying, there's a really simple reason, first of all, why we're coming here, because we are attracted to Krishna's pure devotee. He is not different from Krishna in one way, and therefore he also has that feature of being attracted like Krishna. Gurudev once explained that the mercy that is coming from Gurudev, on which we are all dependent to make any advancement in spiritual life, is actually depending on the mercy of Krishna's pure devotee and the Vaishnavas. So when we come to Gurudev, and in the very beginning we may not know Gurudev, but when we come to him and we feel his attractiveness, and our hearts smell of his presence on beholding the beautiful Vaishnava qualities, it's the beginning of a relationship where Srila Gurudev comes into our life, and even if he is not physically present after such a festival as this or any other occasion where we physically meet him, we can experience from there that he comes into our life in such a way where he is present in our hearts and mind practically every second of the day, and we can see that any realizations we may have, any expansion in our understanding of Krishna consciousness, is simply due to this mercy of Krishna which is coming through Srila Gurudev. That is a practical, feasible experience all of us are making. And this is also another attractive experience we have by experiencing and understanding more and more of what Krishna consciousness is through hearing Hari Katha from Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. We have a greater appreciation and the desire in our hearts to pick up the practically eternal battle against those anarthas that have been messing our hearts since time immemorial, and which we are on our own completely incapable of defeating, no matter how many intelligent efforts we may make. So being dependent upon Srila Gurudev's mercy helps us to overcome conflicts we sometimes experience, and therefore my conclusion, the one that I always reach, and I think all of us are in the same boat, is that I simply wish to become a beggar at Srila Gurudev's lotus feet and remain there forever as a humble recipient of his mercy. Srila Gurudev.